Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple 7-figure business owner. I've supported thousands of women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. So if you're frustrated, if you're doubting yourself, if you're not enjoying the journey, there's a better way.
Together, we'll break through your past patterns. We'll eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and most importantly, enjoy the journey. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me today. We're doing things a little differently. Actually, a lot different than what we normally do and talk about. So if this is your first time listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, choose another episode. Sincerely, because 99.99% of the time here on the show, we are talking about health and mindset. We are talking about how to improve your life, whether that is nutrition, hormones, or it's making better decisions, which is driven by how you think. Well, today we're going to be talking about business, and here's why. I know that most people who listen to the show aren't necessarily business owners, but I also know that there are a lot of you listening who want to start a business or are in the process, and it's kind of your side hustle. And I'm not a business coach. That's not what I do. But some things have changed in my business, and specifically in the last, honestly, I was going to say year, but it's really less than that. I would say like 5 or 6 months. I have made 3 changes that I just want to shout about from the rooftops because they've made a very positive impact on my business. So if you are somebody listening who is here for health and mindset, then you probably want to skip this one. But if you are somebody who is a business owner, wants to be a business owner, I just want to be very open about things that are working right now in my business, because I know it's not easy to build any kind of business. And I'm not just talking about if it's an online business. These are things that work for any and every business. So I do not expect the downloads of this episode to be anywhere near a typical episode, but I still wanted to have it out there. And I asked inside the Primal Potential Facebook group, like, hey, what do you guys think? I want to share a few things that are really working in my business. Would you rather have it be a podcast, or should I do like a training outside of the podcast, or should I just do an email? And very unanimously, the choice was a podcast, not unanimously, but darn near close. The choice was podcast, which makes a lot of sense because then everything lives here and you don't have to be trying to find things in a million different places. So to kind of get everybody on the same-ish page, over the last, I would say, 4 years, my business has looked different. And most of that was intentional because of circumstances in my life. In 2020, I had my first child. Of course, you guys know she passed away unexpectedly. Then I had Roman, and then I had the twins, and that just shifted. I went from being somebody who happily worked 7 days a week, was up at 4:30 in the morning every single day, 365 days a year. Even on Christmas, I would wake up at that time and really enjoy working before whatever the festivities of the day would be on a holiday. I loved that. And then having kids, that was just not the name of the game anymore. And while I still love my work and I am the sole provider for my family in the financial sense, I also needed the way that I spend my time to be different. And I've been fortunate that I've still worked in that time. I just wanted to be less in the weeds, in the day-to-day, in the, you know, constant grind with the business. In the last 5 or 6 months, though my priority is still very much time with the kids, I have had more time with the kids being on kind of a schedule and everybody sleeping through the night and me feeling like I can hit those early bird hours again. Because for a while, it's like, nope, if they're sleeping, I'm sleeping. I've had more time and, frankly, more desire to put into the business. And there are three specific things. I've probably done a million things that I hadn't been doing in, say, the prior 3 years, 4 years. There's three things specifically that I have done differently that are really working. And so I just want to talk about it because I'm excited about it and because I want you to know. It's a lot like weight loss, business building, in that there's so much information and there are so many different options, and it's tough to know what's hype, what's somebody trying to sell something. And I have nothing to sell you in business. That is not what I do. So I am truly just sharing this because I know that many of you either have businesses or want to have businesses. So let's just dive in to those things. Again, if this is your first time listening to the Primal Potential episode, just skip this because it doesn't really reflect what we normally talk about. But I don't like to limit myself and say, well, I shouldn't, because that's my show. I can talk about what I want to talk about. If you don't want to hear this episode, just move right along. So one of the things that I wish I had focused on more, and so many people in business say this, I wish at the beginning I had focused more on email list growth. It's very easy to get attracted to what I'll call vanity metrics. And that's not like to put them down, but vanity metrics are things like, how many followers do you have on social media, or how many podcast downloads do you get each week? The numbers of those sorts of things, especially the ones that are visible, like how many people like your Facebook page, can be sort of a false goal to chase. And one of the reasons that those kinds of metrics are problematic is because you don't own the data, right? So let's say Facebook, for example. If I have 100,000 people that I'm connected to on Facebook, and I go to Facebook and put forth a message about my business, we know Facebook is only showing that message to like 1%, 2% of the people who opt to follow me or engage with me. So Facebook is in control. That is a problem. That is a problem. I heard somebody describing this in terms of like brick and mortar advertising. Would you rather put some sort of promotion on the windshield of every single person who lives in your town so you know like it got to them? Or would you rather shout it in a grocery store aisle where like just whoever happens to be there at that moment, that's it. That's as far as your message went. And that might be four people. That's kind of what Facebook is like, just shouting it out wherever you happen to be at the moment. And only the people who are there at that moment are going to see it, because Facebook and Instagram and Pinterest and all of those platforms are constantly changing how they deliver that message and how hard it is to get people to deliver that message. So one of the things that always drives me crazy is when I look at my analytics on social media, it's truly only reaching 2 or 3%, my message, of the people who follow me. Now, there's a whole argument to be said that like the better your content is, the more exposure it gets, the more people interact with it. All of that is true. You want to be great at putting out content. But what is extremely important is that you turn those eyeballs on social into content that you own. An example of that would be somebody's phone number or somebody's email address. Because when I have your phone number or I have your email address, I can go directly to you, kind of like putting that flyer on your car. I can get in your inbox. I can get in your unread text messages. So we want to take those eyeballs on social, those ears on a podcast, and we want to convert them to email addresses. Phone numbers is great too, but the problem with phone numbers is there's a lot of issues with international reach for that. So you can certainly text internationally, but there's just a lot more hoops to go through. There's a lot more deliverability challenges, and it's a lot more expensive than email. We won't go into, you know, the difference in open rates, but you want to turn your Instagram followers, your social media followers of any kind, Pinterest, TikTok, etc., into email addresses so that you know I can get in front of you.
I can get into your inbox. Even though most emails get deleted, I still know that it's getting to you. Whereas most of what I put on Facebook or Instagram is not getting to you. So that's not so much the strategy that I wanted to talk about with you, but in focusing on that, in focusing more on email list growth, one of the things I learned about in my mastermind is what is working best for email list growth right now in 2023. And I think that this is going to just be increasingly more true as the months and the years go on, is direct message automation. Direct message automation, because most of us open our direct messages in the same way that we open our text messages, but email isn't quite the same. So when we go through direct message to capture name and email, that is converting very, very well. Now, knowing that is one thing. Knowing how to implement it effectively is something altogether different. So I happen to be in this mastermind. It's run by Natalie Ellis, who's one of the founders of Boss Babe. And Natalie Ellis, Jenna Kutcher's also in the mastermind group that I'm in. We're both sharing that they have learned from the very best at this, somebody I had never heard of before, and her name is Natasha Willis. I'm going to link her in the show description, so don't worry. I'll make sure you know exactly how to connect with her. She is the best of the best of the best, not only at teaching how to engage right now in a way that works, and what I think makes her so effective in this is that she is constantly studying it because it's always changing. And so she's just always evolving her teaching for what is working. But more than that, what I really value, because I'm not a tech person, I'm not an in the weeds person, she gives specific templates to say, not only this style of messaging, this timing of messaging, this cadence, this verbiage, but also from a tech standpoint, just upload this template and you're 90% of the way done, maybe 80% of the way done, because there's some customization and some other backend integration stuff you have to do. But when I heard Natalie and Jenna talking about what Natasha teaches, I immediately, as I was learning it, signed up for one of her courses. And I will tell you, I just DM'd somebody this the other day who's in the mastermind with me. It is the single best course I've ever taken, not just in business, ever. The best course I've ever taken, because she's an incredible teacher, but more than that, it's laid out in a way that makes it very, very easy to go through. And it is so truly click by click that it's idiot proof. And I need that when it comes to technology, because I was implementing this myself. There's certainly been seasons in my business where I could have handed it off to somebody else, but I also like to learn things for myself before I hand them off to anybody else so that I really understand how it works. And so that if there was turnover in my team, I'm not like, oh crap, I don't know how to do this anymore. So I took her course. It was 4 weeks. Her fast track course was 4 weeks. And it was a tough 4 weeks. It was a lot of work. Mostly, I would say, in weeks one and two. Weeks one and two were a lot of work. Weeks two and three were kind of more, or weeks three and four were more like troubleshooting and fine tuning. But it was the best course I've ever taken in any arena in my life. And it has had a dramatic impact on my business. To give you kind of an example of what I'm talking about here, and some of you, I would say a lot of you, have probably seen me implement this. So what it looks like is you post something either on Facebook or on Instagram, a platform like that, and she teaches you, like, these are the kinds of posts that engage the most. And she gives visual examples so you can basically, like, use her templates and just insert your own content. And so it looks like I'm going to post about X, Y, and Z. And hey, if you want something more, comment with the word yada, yada. And that comment, yada, yada, fires off an automatic reply, but you make them your own. It's not like body spammy kind of thing. I created 5 or 6 different responses so that you comment yada yada. You get this response to me that says, like, oh, awesome, I'm so glad you want to know more about yada yada. I'm going to DM you, check your messages. Automatically,
that message is sent, and automatically the DM is sent, hey, I want to get this to you. You want me to send you the info? And it basically does that whole process, but in my voice. It's not trying to pretend that it is me, but it is customized so that it doesn't feel really cold and impersonal and off-putting. And so it walks through the whole process of like, what's your first name? What's the best email to send this to? And this is all through her templates. I didn't have to build this out from scratch myself because I don't personally have those skill sets. And then not only do you then get DM'd whatever the yada yada resource is, but you're also on my email list now. I've captured your info, so it's owned by me now. I now have that, so I can get directly to you instead of hoping that you're part of the 1% that's on my post, or the 2% or the 3% or the 4%, whatever. And I get to email you that resource. That has been transformative. She is the best at what she does, Natasha. I've taken a ton of courses. A ton. And even going back through, you know, master's coursework and starting a business. And I've done courses on podcasting. I've done courses on AI. I've done courses on so much stuff. I've done financial courses. The way that hers is laid out makes it so easy to follow. And the way that everything in technology is click by click by click. I would literally just have the video up. And I would pause it and I would do the clicks that she did. And then I'd press play, see another click, press pause, make that click on my own side. And the way that it has worked. So typically if I had prior to doing this, if I put a post, say, on Instagram, depending on what it was, if it was like, oh, my twins were born, I might get hundreds of comments or thousands of comments. But if it was just, I have a new podcast up and here's what it's about, I might get 5 or 6 or 10 or 12 comments. The way that Natasha teaches, that number jumps to 300, 400 comments in the first 12 hours, which is insane engagement. I mean, it's relative, right? That's relative to my, 24,000 followers or something like that on Instagram. So not a ton, but certainly, hey, you get 24,000 people in an arena. That's a lot. You're talking to a lot of people. So that has been amazing. And it has kept, even though I launched the first one of those posts probably in July, it is still bringing in new leads for me every single day. And I didn't pay for those posts. I paid for Natasha's course, but it was easily the best investment I've made in my business this year, and maybe the best investment I've made in my business ever. I mean, it has been amazing. I know there's going to be a ton of questions. Like I said, I'm going to link to Natasha so you can follow her. The 4-week course that I took, just to be very, very transparent, that 4-week course is only for people who have 10,000 followers or more on Facebook or on Instagram. I'll link that. But she has, and it was like, I did her first one. I think the price is like $6,000. I'm telling you, I would have paid her $20,000 for it. Easy. But I will link that if you're listening and you have 10,000 or more followers. However, if you're like, oh God, I don't have any followers. She has a DM automation playbook that is way less. I think it's $700. Let me just double check. I don't want to say anything wrong here. Yeah, it's $700. She has a DM automation playbook for people who have fewer than 10,000 followers. I don't rave about anybody in terms of their teaching, or I wouldn't come with confidence about anybody the way that I will come with confidence about Natasha. I don't know her. Like, she didn't pay me to say this. Like, I just was blown away. And I know I wasn't the only one. When I went through the 4-week course, I want to say there was like maybe 50 of us in the course. And every single day people were like, holy crap, this is the best course I've ever taken. I can't believe it. You're incredible. So I'll link both of those things. The 4-week fast track that I did that is more expensive, but I'm telling you, the best investment I've made in my business. It has made me far more than what I paid for it. But that one is for accounts with 10,000 or more followers, but I'll also post the playbook, or you can just follow her. I don't care. You don't have to do any of this, right? And let me get that information, because she has a free like training that she's doing. It's not until October, though. Oh, but it's almost October. Jeez, what am I talking about? I was like, oh, it's in October. That's so far away. No, that's like next week. Oh, my gosh. She has a webinar. It's not a masterclass webinar. Same, same. It's October 12th and it's free. So I will make sure to link that in the show description as well. And if you have any trouble, you don't know what a show description is, just message me. I'm happy to help you. DM me on Instagram. Okay. Enough about that. I think she's amazing. She has another thing that's opening up. It's never run before. It's brand new. It's called like Chat Funnel Mastery. And I want to say it's like 12 grand and it starts in November. I am 100% take my money. Yeah, she's incredible. And what it's done for my business has just been amazing. And I know I'm not the only person who feels that way. Everybody that is in my mastermind that has done it is like, holy crap, where have you been all my life? Okay, so the other one is, you know, probably not as sexy. It's a little bit more back end, but I don't know where this has been all of my life. I started using, and this has just been in the last like 6 weeks, I started using what are called UTMs. UTM stands for Urchin Tracking Module. And basically, I'm sure that there are tech people that are going to be horrified with the way that I describe it, but I'm just going to try and like layman's break it down for you. Instead of saying something like primalpotential.com/10x, which is the 10x sales page, a UTM allows me to create a link and lots of links so that my Facebook group gets a specific link for every single post about 10x. And my Facebook page gets a specific link with every single post, you know, different link for every single post. So that, I'll tell you a little bit more technically about it and how you create them. They're free to create. But the point of it, which is really what you probably want to know, instead of being able to just see in your analytics, like this many people are going to the sales page, or what analytics can do, like this many people are coming from Facebook, or this many people are coming from Instagram, or this many people are coming for email. What UTMs allow you to do, and you might be like, duh, I've been doing this for years. Good on you. I am late to the party on this. What UTMs allow you to do is see much more specific data. And the reason that that matters is because it's one thing for me to know, oh, hey, I'm getting 20% of my traffic to the 10x sales page from Facebook. It's another thing to know this one post, this one specific post about bailing water from the boat in the Primal Potential Facebook accounted for 90% of that Facebook traffic. The Primal Potential Facebook page sent zero traffic or only 1% or very, very little of the traffic to that. What that shows me is I should spend more time in the Primal Potential Facebook page, or this particular message really hit. I should take this message about bailing water from the boat and I should do a podcast about it and I should write an email about it and I should try it out on Instagram and see what happens. It's one thing to know, hey, I'm getting, you know, such and such amount of traffic from Instagram. It's another thing to know that my stories send traffic, but my posts or my link in bio don't send any traffic at all. Nobody gets to my site or my sales page from that. It's one thing to know that the podcast sends traffic. It's another thing to know that this specific episode sent 6 times more traffic to that sales page than any other episode. And that's what UTMs allow you to do. So there's essentially these variants. Well, they're essentially like just different categories of, they're labels on your content. So social media would be a category. The specific type of content, the content description would be a category. And there are free UTM generators. I'm using a Google Sheet that somebody created, and it's free, obviously. So you put in the sourced or target URL. So in my case, that would be primalpotential.com/10x. Then in the source, I'm indicating, am I going to be using this on Facebook or Instagram or YouTube or the podcast or ActiveCampaign? Then the next category is called medium. And that's like, okay, if it's ActiveCampaign, it's an email. If it's, Facebook, we're talking about social media. And then what product is this in reference to? Okay, it's in reference to 10X, or it's in reference to the Changemakers Journal, or it's in whatever it is. And then there's the term, which is just sort of like a way of designating the content or the email subject line or whatever. And then if you want to, you can go another level deeper to describe the content. So you end up having a ton of different links that all go to the same thing on your website. But what it allows you to do is pull up reports and understand where you should be putting most of your time. A really common example in business is people who maybe pay somebody to handle their Pinterest page, and their person is repurposing content, putting it on Instagram or on Pinterest, sorry. But nobody is going to their sales page, or nobody is converting from Pinterest. So we can just save that money. We don't have to have that person. We don't have to do that work. There's so many things that this level of tracking gives you. And the only thing it costs you is your time. And it takes 2 seconds to create a UTM. I mean, I literally could do it right here in easily less than 5 seconds, probably 2 to 3 seconds. And then you do have a lot of links, but you get a ton of data that you aren't otherwise getting. So if you are curious about this, I would just Google how to use UTMs, Google free UTM generator. But this is one that I'm like, oh my gosh, how have I been operating without this in business for over 9 years? Like, how have I missed this? Okay, the last one is less technical, more strategic. The last thing that I want to talk about that has really made a positive impact on my business in the last few months is short form audio content. I used to do this. This isn't new to my business, but I hadn't done it in a while. I used to do this, for those of you that have been around for a while, with what I called the daily mindset upgrades. I used to have a paid text message subscription where you would get a short voice note from me every day. I think 7 days a week, I'm pretty sure. I think I might have changed it maybe to Monday through Friday towards the end, but I used to do that as a paid thing. Where I brought it back was in doing the Consistency 365 series on the podcast. So we still have our regular Monday and Saturday full-length episodes, but I committed to doing a daily episode every other day that is on a specific topic, the topic of consistency, and it's short. They're usually like 3 to 5 minutes in length. This is huge. There's a few reasons I think that it's huge. It's super easy to consume. It's a very small time commitment. You're not asking somebody to hold their attention for 30 minutes. They can be doing other things. You know, because it's audio, they don't have to stop what they're doing to watch a video. Videos are cool, but our availability to watch videos is really small, at least for me. And I think that that is true for most people. Somebody in my mastermind is doing something similar to what I used to do with the daily messages. She sends an audio text message every business day to one of her groups. It's a paid group. But this is hitting. If you are in business and you have a way to do short form audio content, it doesn't have to be every day, right? Every day is certainly a huge commitment, but it keeps you top of mind with your customers, and there's very little resistance to them consuming the content. And audio feels very, very personal. A lot of you have heard me say this, that when I started Primal Potential again over 9 years ago, I initially thought that I was going to be a blogger. I had no thought of creating a podcast. I don't even think I really knew what a podcast was at that point in 2014. But I felt as I started blogging that I was limited in my ability to express myself and share my sense of humor. Like, you know, it asks a lot of the reader to know your tone or to feel when you're emotional. It certainly is absolutely possible to do those things in writing, but it's easier to do those things speaking. Of course, verbal communication is not everybody's strength. If you know that you're way better in writing, cool, then this one of the three is likely not for you. But it's a great way to build that relationship with your listener. And I hear that all the time from the podcast in general. People say, like, I feel like I know you. You know, I feel like we're friends. And I don't think that that comes across the same way if you're writing, whether that's writing emails or writing on social media. And video is certainly great. Video is huge. I'm sure that there are as many people talking about how video has made their business take off. But I will say for myself, and I know that this doesn't reflect everybody, but for myself, video content just asks too much of me because I can't appreciate video content as easily when I have three young kids. Like, the chances of me listening and looking at the same time, it's low. There are certainly windows of time where I can take in video content, but those possible windows are much fewer and further between than my availability to listen to something. And when it's short, you're not only building that relationship and you're maintaining top of mind, but you're leaving them with some sort of like positive takeaway, positive vibe in a really small period of time. You know, there's some podcasters who their shows are 2 and 3 hours, which is great because there's certainly people who are looking for that and there's a niche for that. However, the number of people who can commit to that sort of thing or an individual's ability to hold your attention for that long that you want to come back to it when you had to get out of the car or you had to do something else, that's tricky. So short form audio content. It doesn't have to be a podcast. It doesn't have to be a paid text service. It doesn't have to be free. It also doesn't have to be paid. You can do it any single way and it doesn't have to be daily. But I think that that short term audio content is really resonating with people and it's been working for me in my business. So I told you this was going to be an episode unlike what we normally do. But if you can't tell, it feels awesome to have something hit in your business because so often things don't work. They fall flat or they just don't vibe with you. Like, you start doing something and you're like, this doesn't feel authentic. Or, for example, I don't love being the flashy video girl on social media. God bless the people who do it and they're like dressed to the nines all the time and they're basically like a commercial for themselves all the time. And they can be adding value, but you know what I mean? Like, very polished and these edited videos. I've certainly heard that that works very well and I've seen people using that approach with great success, but that's not my personality. When I'm doing anything that would be interesting to the world, I'm not thinking about my work or sharing it. You know, I just don't live I don't live a lifestyle. My personality isn't such that when I do anything, I'm thinking about capturing it for social media. That's just not my vibe. And so for that reason, that style of content just doesn't resonate with me. So that's a big part of it too. If you're somebody that's sitting down in front of a microphone doesn't resonate with you, then you have to honor that. But it feels really good when you find something that not only works in terms of outcomes for your business, but also is working and feels good, feels right, feels like it fits your personality and it fits your preferences for how you want to operate your business and how you want to share yourself with the world. So that's why I was excited to share this. And because I know there can be a ton of noise and a ton of just promotional stuff around building businesses. You need to take this and you need to learn this and you need this ebook and you need this course and you need this whatever. I have taken easily hundreds of courses and read, dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of books on business. And I stand by the fact that the best course, the most worthwhile course in terms of the money and in terms of the content and in terms of the results was the 4-week one that I did with Natasha. I'm going to link it up. Again, there's the one that I did, which is for accounts with more than 10,000 followers. It's pricey. It's worth it. And then there's just her playbook, which is for anybody. You don't have to have the 10,000 followers. But the other ones don't have to cost you anything, right? And also, you could do DM automation and figure it out yourself and not use her templates and, you know, her teaching on like what works and what doesn't and stuff. I don't want to figure things out myself if somebody who's excellent at it can help me do it. But anyway, thanks for hanging with me with an episode that's certainly well outside of the norm of what we talk about. But my hope is that there's at least a handful of people who are like, oh man, this was super helpful. And if you're one of those people, definitely let me know. Maybe what I can do is create like a small list of people who are into this content and maybe get it direct to them instead of putting it on the podcast. I don't know. I certainly am not moving in the direction of sharing business content because that's not where I want to focus. It's certainly not my area of expertise. But thanks. All that to say, glad I got to share this. We'll be back to our normal, regularly scheduled programming tomorrow for our Consistency 365 series. If there are topics you want to hear about, let me know. DM me on Instagram. You can find me there at Elizabeth Benton, or you can tell me in the Primal Potential Facebook group, shoot me an email. And everything that we talked about today that is linkable, I will make sure to link in the show description. If you have any trouble finding it, just let me know. I'll talk to you soon.